I have no idea.
All right, I have no idea either. This is Midnight with Robert Shaw. I'm Kyle.
Richard.
Great, and we have no idea what we'll talk about. But Richard, first, thoughts on the, what is it? Probably when I'll post this, it'll be a six-week-old Star Wars trailer. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I was interesting. I enjoyed it. I enjoy all the parodies that have since come up. I mean, now we live in a world where a trailer gets about 55 million different versions of it.
Right, yeah.
And that's like, that's how I know I hate society. It's when I'm watching all of these spoofs and also fan reactions to the trailers. Like they put, you know, their webcam on and they're reacting to watching the trailer, which is so fucking pointless and stupid.
Yeah, true, true.
Because can you imagine if they had that technology in 1998? What an era that would have been.
Oh, boy. If only. But, you know, we didn't get any parodies of the, not that I've seen anyway, of the new Terminator trailer.
That is the parody.
That is true. That is true. It's a parody of itself.
It's not awful, though.
It wasn't as bad as I expected. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be worse.
I don't understand this fucking CGI young Arnold. It's got to stop. It's like the last two Terminator movies we've had CGI Arnolds. Like, stop it.
Well, my feeling is that Arnold in this movie won't last particularly long.
Yeah.
So I think it'll just be very quick. So and also these effects are early, so I'm willing to give it a bit of a pass.
I don't think so.
Well, that's you, Richard. This is I'm hopeful you're not. It's all right. It's okay.
That's fine. I'm a broken cold corn husk of a human being. Nothing inside. The Indians took my maize out of me long ago.
I'm almost there. I'm close, but I guess not quite as far as you. Now, other news.
Yes.
Other news. Have you seen any movies?
No. There's been nothing out to see. I don't want to see Horrible Bosses 2, which is bombing, by the way, thank God.
It looks terrible. It looks awful.
I'm glad no one fell for that movie. It looks like March of the Penguins is bombing too, which I'm glad no one fell for that movie. No more sequels. Let's have that be the new rule.
Well, too late. You got Hobbit 12 coming out in
that's
December.
True.
So.
Right. And I'm sure that's going to be wonderful.
Well, I will say, at least it's not 3 hours long.
That's going to be the extended cut.
No, I'm sure. But at least this one, I'll be able to sit and not really hurt my posterior after trace
hours.
That is
true.
And
yeah.
I might even be able to get a Coke when I see this movie.
A large Coke or medium?
Oh, just a medium, Richard. I don't want to get too crazy. I mean, I feel like a medium with this length, as short as it is, might be safe. I don't think I'll have to pee.
Well, here's the deal. With the large Coke,
okay,
what you do is you drink it sparingly during the movie, mm-hmm. and then you go and pee. And then you come out of the bathroom with your cup, and you go get a refill, because you get one free refill with a large at every theater, every time.
Oh, no, that's you're not wrong about that. My mom was telling a story, though, about how she was at some symphony in San Francisco.
Oh, how hoity-toity are we.
I know. And I guess an elderly gentleman in front of her, with the assistance of his wife, peed into a cup during the performance.
Well, I have a confession. That was not an old man. That was me. And it was La Boheme. And it was directed by Baz Luhrmann. It was wonderful.
Is he busy lately? Did I miss something to get out?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Right. I think he's begging for change in Australia. Help me. Australia didn't work out for me, mate. Australia was a bomb. But then I got to do that other movie, The Great Gatsby. That was a big hit, right? I'm back. Baz is back. Hello.
Well, I guess that was a bit of a success.
I think it did pretty well.
Yeah.
But I know, I don't care. I tried watching that movie for like 10 minutes and I couldn't do it. It's too fucking annoying. Too many cuts. You go figure, it's Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Speaking of too many cuts, I saw the first half of the Mockingbird movie.
So you only watched like an hour of it and walked out?
No, well, but it's just like two parts though, right? Or...
Oh, right, yeah, part one. Cockingjay part one.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was a lot of talking. That's the whole gist of the movie from what I could tell.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence. I don't really want to go and see it. I'm kind of like, eh.
No, I think you can rent it. It's definitely a rental.
Yeah, Catching Fire was a trip for me, so I don't know if I could do this one again.
No, this all the action that's in the movie you've seen in the trailer. That's the primary action that you'll see.
Well, the action I want to see are those leaked photos. Grr.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd prefer to see some leaked Natalie Dormer photos, but I don't know if those are happening.
Well, you don't need those. She gets naked easily. She's not afraid of nudity.
Was she naked in that Showtime show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
The two tours.
Yeah.
Well, she got naked on Game of Thrones, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, earlier.
See,
earlier.
You forgot.
I did.
You forget these things.
It was so not memorable.
Oh, welcome to the Misogyny Hour. We're going to talk about nudity in film, especially for women, with women, I should say.
And how forgettable it is, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah. What do I know?
Though she also got naked in Rush.
But I heard it was a small part, though. Wasn't
with her small boobies.
Yeah, alright.
But they're glorious.
So I think we've covered all the news. That's a podcast. That's something that's, we can really nail it.
Jada Pinkett got tiny boobies. I'm watching this Matrix Revolutions.
Does she get naked in it, though?
No, she's just... Well, you know what? Honestly, you wouldn't be able to tell. You'd think it's Lawrence Fishburne, but actually he's got bigger boobs than she does.
Yeah, I heard she's really difficult to work with.
Really?
I know. Who'd have thought?
Oh, see, now this is good. We should be a gossip show. So what's your source, and who said this?
Well, this was years ago. Richard, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't know.
Was she difficult to work with on the set of Matrix Revolutions?
Yeah, I guess for all the press tours and everything, she demanded hotel rooms much larger than anyone else, and like, all this other crap. Yeah, she had like. What was that? You broke up. Try again. Well, while I vamp here and wait for Richard to come back online, this is me, Kyle, talking into a microphone. How are you? How are you, Ed? Ed, our only forgotten, begotten, loved listener. Yeah, this is an awkward connection.
I'm in the pure signal.
I got one too. There you are, Richard. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I have pure signal here. It's like the spice. This is pure spice. I've seen into the future. I'm folding space.
I haven't read those books. Are they good?
No, I haven't read them.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've seen the movie.
How was that?
No, don't watch it.
Don't?
I mean, I want to see Jaworski's Dune. I'm wondering if Netflix will get that eventually.
Oh, the documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Even though it's like... Because I know Red Letter Media reviewed it, and they said, like, it's cool, but you realize kind of going into it why it didn't materialize. That it's not like anybody's fault. It was just like this guy would have spent, you know, $500 million to make this movie happen. It's just, it's not, it wasn't a feasible endeavor.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Fascinating stuff, Richard. Fascinating. Tell me more. Tell me more. What was that last part? You broke up again. We really need a producer on this show. I think that'd be really helpful. Because I don't like to edit this stuff. It's just too much work. And yet, you know, you're breaking up, but I'm sure it's good material. I'm sure you have a great spice signal.
I don't know why the signal keeps getting bad. It shouldn't be.
No, I don't think so either. It's probably Casey. He's on the internet right now, so it's probably...
That is exactly why he's watching Jean-Claude Van Damme's reality show again.
Yeah, yeah. He's, you know, you can't really get enough of that behind closed doors. That's where it's at.
I think it's great. He watches the show. I'm going to kick him. Ha ha, just kidding. It's me. It's Jean-Claude. Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm here to say hello to Casey. I'm going to say you happy birthday. It's the Muscles from Brussels. I'm so excited to be on this show with one of my number one fan. He's Casey Lauer.
Well, you know, if I had to say, I think Jean-Claude's probably a little busy right now.
What do you mean?
He's probably just a little busy right now. That's all. He's probably still running around. He's just a little busy.
No, I see. I'm excited because with the Expendables 2, the people got to see the true Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's how I am in real life. So they know me now. So I'm going to be all over the TVs with my shows and my kickings and my splitting. I do splits a lot. You see my splits?
I do. Yeah, those are really good splits.
Why do I sound like I'm somewhat Spanish?
I don't know.
I am not. I am from Brussels. I don't know why I thought like this. It's, I think, because I am coming from Guadalajara. I was doing a show there. I was auditioning for Kickboxer the remake. I'm playing the coach, you know.
So, Richard.
Yes.
Aside from looking forward to and being excited about Hobbit, what other movies are you excited to see?
Yes, very good. I don't know. You know, honestly, American Sniper.
Fair enough.
I'm really scared that Boyhood is winning all these awards here and there, but I don't think it's going to impact it at the Oscars at all.
Well, I think you're right. It's too hot right now. I think Selma's going to take it,
absolutely,
and come from behind, give it to it from behind, and come away with a win.
Yes, because the Hollywood Reporter article that were saying things like, you know, 12 Years a Slave, people voted on it without even seeing it because of the social message it had.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
So Selma. The win, for sure, I would say.
Yeah, I think it'll just be the same thing. It just comes out so late, but you know, it's that kind of movie that'll garner interest, and I think it'll win. It's about Martin Luther King, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm all for it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's a good movie. It's directed by a woman, which is great, and I'm sure it's a good movie, but what kills it is Oprah Winfrey.
Now, What does the title refer to? I mean, I'm a little ignorant.
Selma, the really famous civil rights march on Selma.
Okay.
Basically, it was televised happened.
Sorry, you're breaking up again, Richard. You're breaking up again. We're gonna have to hold on a second. Hold on.
You know what? Anne's trying to break up the signal because of Selma.
Yeah. So go again, Richard. Inform my ignorant ass what this is all about.
Well, I'm assuming. I know it's based on a march that Martin Luther King did in the 60s,
uh-huh,
where he peaceful marched across in Selma, and they got basically ambushed by, you know, the white supremacist groups, and a lot of people got beat up and hurt, and it was televised, though, so basically it sparked this national outrage and kind of gave birth to the civil rights movement.
Oh, okay. All right.
On a national scale. It's like, you know, sure, people were always thinking, well, those are problems out affected by that, but then people got to see it. And close up, and that's when people started to sort of march with them. So, it's a good movie, I'm sure, but it's going to be mired in this social commentary shit, which I think shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't have anything to do with movies. Mm-hmm. Meaning it should be separate. We should vote on it based on the merits, not the message, which is silly because Hollywood is all about that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And Oprah Winfrey's in it, and that kills it for me.
Is she in it, or is she just?
Yes, she's in it. There's a scene in the trailer where she's getting the shit kicked out of her. And yeah. I laugh because it's Oprah. I'm not laughing because it's a black woman getting beat up. I'm laughing because someone's beating the shit out of Oprah.
Now, does she play Oprah or does she play someone else?
I think she's playing the same character from Color Purple and The Butler.
Okay. All right. So just an extension of that character, right?
Well, that's her range. It's either a successful, crazy, rich woman or a rich woman pretending to be poor and getting hit by white guy. Or black guy, let's be honest. She did get the show. Oh, no, that was Whoopi Goldberg. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, is...
In Color Purple.
Now, it's that David Oluwelo guy playing Martin Luther, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I like him. He's good. Yeah, I guess he's Brit.
Oh, okay. He's good in everything, though.
What else was he in, though?
He was in the Planet of the Apes remake. He was in Reacher. He was...
That's just rude.
Yeah, I know.
Planet of the Apes remake. How dare you?
He had...
He's an actor.
He was in 2 Seconds of Interstellar.
That's true, he was.
I mean, look him up. He's been in a lot of stuff, though. I know I've seen him in more. But... So far, I've enjoyed his work, Richard. I have. He's a good actor.
Yes, very good, very good. Now, do you think he'll win Best Actor?
No, I don't think so.
No, they can't go that far to give to a colored fellow. They'll give it to a colored movie, but they don't give it to a colored fellow.
No, I don't think he'll win. No.
Well, who else? I mean, really, Best Actor. Who's the front runner right now? I can't think of anyone.
Well, I won't say a name you'll like, but Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess.
I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm just saying it's...
It's too impossible. Easy. Not too easy. It's just too on the nose and kind of stupid.
It is. I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, he was also in The Help. He was in that Red Tails. He was in The Butler.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was in Lincoln.
Who was he in Lincoln? Oh, he was one of the soldiers.
Yeah.
From in the beginning.
Yeah, just for
okay, gotcha.
Last second, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I don't know. Who else would you put up for a nomination then?
Well, I mean, I guess Eddie Redmayne or whatever his name is, that guy.
Yeah.
Is up there because he's playing Stephen Hawking, which that movie, again, no interest, zero interest in seeing that movie, too. I don't want to see Boyhood. I don't want to see. The Stephen Hawking movie. I don't want to see Intimidation Game. I just don't have any interest. Or Imitation. Is it Imitation? It's Imitation Game.
Imitation Game, yeah.
And see, there you go. I don't even remember the title. I keep forgetting what it is.
No, I don't disagree. Okay, Michael Keaton. How about him?
Yeah, see, I mean, I like to see at the same time as that part really doesn't wow.
He was good, but I don't know if he was great.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Like, I would prefer to see David Oyelowo get it than Michael Keaton, honestly.
Let's see. I'm reading off a list I found online here. So you got... another suggestion is Steve Carell, but I don't think so. He never really worked in the movie.
I think Foxcatcher's going to be forgotten.
I think it's already forgotten, to be honest.
Yeah.
It came and went, and nobody cared.
Yeah, because it's like, what, how long ago did it come out already?
It's only been a few weeks, but, I mean, already no one's watching it.
Yeah.
I don't hear any more buzz. It's just,
yeah, it I think like it's gone. I think they waited too long on that one. It's just, they should have released it last year. They weren't going to win anything, but they might have gotten nominated. But this year, I don't even think they're going to get nominated.
No, I mean, the longer it goes, the less, I mean, air it's got left.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's outside the capsule already. It's just trying to get back inside. Let's see. Bradley Cooper.
No.
I mean, I've heard he's good, but the movie is so-so.
Really? The movie's not very good then? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they say, like, he's good, but the movie is just okay.
Mm.
Let's see. Jake Gyllenhaal. Maybe. I liked him a lot, but I just don't know how much life that'll have by the time...
Well, it's getting re-released, dude. Did you hear see that?
Oh, really?
Hmm. It's getting re-released for award consideration.
The so one thing I think it has going against it is that his character is too dark for a lot of voters.
Oh, sure.
I mean, he's not a nice person, so I don't see them...
He's a psycho!
Oh, yeah. He's a nut.
It's great. I liked Nightcrawler. I thought Nightcrawler was actually a really good movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
I enjoyed it. I put that on my top 10 this year.
It'll be there, yeah. Timothy Spall. I don't think it'll happen, though.
Mike Lee movie? No.
No.
Never happened. It'll get nominated, but no one will give it any love.
Oscar Isaac, maybe.
Oh, see, there you go. There's another movie that's like came out of nowhere and took a Best Picture award at some film critic society bullshit.
The one thing I like about Oscar Isaac is that he's coming out on his own. He'll be in Star Wars. So it's like people recognize him a lot more now. So I kind of think that might help him.
I don't think so.
Outside shot. I mean, I wouldn't put him in my top five.
No, and I don't. That movie, again, looks boring to me. And I read the review that it said it was boring. Nothing happens. I don't know why it's getting this much love from critics, but.
Yeah, I did like Devin's review where he was like,
yeah.
It took place over a year and it's not violence.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of this title?
And then he also didn't like Birdman,
which I liked. I
didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I don't know.
I think I liked it more than you did, but I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah. It was okay.
I definitely see your points. Those are valid. What is it? Sorry. You broke up a little bit.
I think Birdman will get cinematography.
Oh, undoubtedly. And that'll get nominated, but for sure. Yeah.
That's it, maybe. I don't know, maybe editing, but I got a feeling... that an action movie is going to get nominated for editing or something. Because they always give it to the action movie. Do you know that?
Yeah, like, honestly, something like Cap 2 got a lot of love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a critically acclaimed movie. It could win.
I don't think they'll give it to a comic book movie.
You might be surprised. I wouldn't pass them.
So think,
what's your action movie? Okay. How about this? The Hobbit. It's the last one.
No.
It won't win Best Picture or get nominated, but maybe at least a...
No.
Editing nom?
Nope. No way.
All right. I think it'll be wrong.
No. No. Never. Ever. No.
How come? I mean, you're so sure.
Well, I'm just the track record of Academy voting on movies. You know, Raiders of the Lost Ark won Best Editing Oscar.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And so did The Bourne Ultimatum.
Well, what I'm saying is I think some of The Hobbit is more of an action movie. The last hour is all action.
I agree, but no. The Hobbit is done. Peter Jackson's done with the Academy. They gave him the award for The Lord of the Rings, which was good, but he's done. He's already... His time... with Oscar love is over. He'll never
be back. So what's your pick for your editing?
I have no idea.
Interstellar? I mean,
I don't think Interstellar is going to get nominated at all either.
No, I could see a few like technical awards, sound editing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Stuff like that, but I don't see anything major.
No. No, I hope Unbroken doesn't get anything. I really hope that movie doesn't.
Well, I've heard it's good but not great. So, early stuff doesn't seem to be suggesting it's some sort of breakaway film.
Well, I hear that the acting is really good, and that's about it.
Right.
Like the kid, the guy that plays in all three of the movies in one movie, you know, right. the Unbroken trilogy.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's like, I don't want to see a movie about a guy who's an Olympic athlete, a fighter pilot, and then a POW camp survivor. It's just like, what the fuck movie is this? It's too many.
It almost seems like it would have been better suited for like an HBO miniseries.
I agree.
I mean, if that's the route they wanted to go with all this stuff happening,
yeah, it's just too much for one movie.
No, yeah, I think so. Just yeah. It's a lot. Because I think all that material makes it hard to market. Because what do you sell it as?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Is it an Olympic athlete movie? Is it a
yeah.
war movie? Is it a POW movie? It's just, for me, it's a hard sell.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a problem for that movie come voting time for it to vote. It's just, I don't know.
And I don't think it's going to make a dime at the box office either.
I think things are getting too crowded. So, yeah, I feel like by the time it comes out, people are going to be a little worn out seeing movies. I think it will have some good traction, but I don't think that means it'll open big. I think it'll open under 20 million and close out below 60.
Oh, I would agree with that. I don't think it'll be that high, though. I think it'll be less.
I think I might be predicting higher too, but that's kind of that's sort of my kind of top range. I feel like probably open high as maybe 18, and then close out like around 54 million.
Yeah. Well, I just going off of what the experts were saying, the fucking idiot experts, they were saying Unbroken should take home 105 domestic. I'm like, are you out of your mind? It ain't gonna crack 60 million.
No, I still don't know anyone who's talking about it. No one's like, oh, that's on my list to see. It's just another, like, forgotten film.
Exactly.
Hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, I got no interest in it.
And I think those posters are awful, too. It's like they've got one with him carrying this beam and another one of a plane. It just, it's so ill-defined. They're all out-of-focus photos that just show me what's happening. I don't know. It just, marketing seems bad.
They try to create a Rocky moment with that line, if you can take it, you can make it. That's like, right. That's annoying. That's one of the worst, like, rebel-rousing mottos I've ever heard. You just say, fake it till you make it. It's the same thing.
And I'm sure that this guy, as a real person, went through a lot, experienced a lot, and far better than I'll ever be as a human being. But
no, don't say that. He's dead, so there, you got that on him.
But I do think, like, the trailer just, at least the trailer to me, it really oversells it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he's lifting a log, and then he's getting punched in the face by everybody, and he's it's like, dear Lord, I mean,
where's the parody trailers for this movie?
I know, it's like, I feel like they make him out to be so saintly. It's like, didn't he do anything wrong in his life?
It's essentially,
did he ever make a
mistake? They should have just had Angelina Jolie on screen with her Oscar, and she just starts shoving it in her twat. And she goes, this is Oscar movie, loves me, fuck me, Oscar movie, fuck me, look at it, look at the Oscar, look at it. Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Man, I feel like Life Raft movies, I feel, as far as that goes, that Life of Pi movie was a lot better.
I'm predicting. I guess. I don't know. And that won a bunch of awards, too.
Yeah, and I wasn't a big fan of that one.
That was a terrible year.
Was that last year or the year before?
I think it was the year before, because he won Best Director.
He did, you're right, yeah.
And it's just like, what? Why? For Life of Pi? Because he used 3D and CGI, and he usually doesn't? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, and he had a real hard time for a while, because he had that Woodstock movie and that that what was that other one, the Lust Caution, that nobody saw.
Yeah, Lust Caution. Gosh. Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, he had a few bombers since Brokeback Mountain.
He kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, well, now he's back with a vengeance.
Oh yeah, I went to In-N-Out, got a burger as well.
I love the In-N-Out burger. It's so good. I'm an angry. Hi, I'm an angry. I'm so sorry that I cannot take the award. That's like the most racist impression of Ang Lee that I can think of. Angry, I'm sorry. Angry.
He's angry?
I'm not angry. I'm angry. No, not angry. Angry.
Oh, gosh.
No, I am not mad. I am angry. Oh, this is a great bit. I think we've stumbled onto something. Sir, here's your sir, here's your soda. No, I am not sir. I am angry. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Do you want more ice? No, I am angry, not angry.
Okay, no, fine. Richard. Yes. Let's. What do you think? complain away about this Suicide Squad casting. Any thoughts on that?
I don't know. Jared Leto, I don't care anymore about comic book movies, especially DC comic book movies. So I'm kind of like, whatever. I'll go see it, but I don't care. I don't know anything about Suicide Squad. I've never read the comics. My brother read them all, though. He loves them.
I think I'm more excited about Suicide Squad than I am about Batman Superman at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'd agree with that.
I mean, at least it sounds different. I mean, I liked Fury, which I have to say, I think I liked it more than Man of Steel. And
oh no, totally, yeah.
So I have a lot more hope for this one than I do for.
But I didn't like Sabotage as much as Man of Steel.
That was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
How about that, David Ayer? He comes out with a pretty good movie and one of the worst movies.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That was pretty.
It's unreal how different of quality those films are. They're unbelievable.
Well, you saw the National Board Review put that on their top 10 list.
Fury?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't blame anyone for top 10-ing that movie. I might. It was good.
I think I might, too, because nothing else really wowed me this year. It was kind of a shitty year, again, for movies. And even though I heard people were saying it was a pretty good year, now, fuck you, Boyhood. That's not a good movie. A three-hour-long movie about a kid who basically what Richard Linklater did was he stole from the PBS or some documentary called the Seven Up Club or whatever.
Yeah, that's who does that one? It's some director that I've heard of.
He basically stole that idea.
Movies, like one of those James Bond movies. Michael Apted, maybe? Maybe that's who it was.
Is that him? It sounds about right.
I think it was Michael Apted, yeah.
Whew, yeah.
Nailed that one. Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He's done those quite a few of those, yeah. I forget how many.
Well, it's like every 7 years they come back to see how the people have progressed.
Right.
Yeah. Some of them are alive, some of them died, mm-hmm. some of them were homeless, some of them were successful. It's like, you know, an interesting sociological experiment or documentary.
Yeah, I'd be curious to watch those. Yeah, I've been around to those though, yeah.
But then fucking Richard Linklater does and everybody's fucking jerking them off.
Gotta jerk off the link later.
And they do. They jerk him off all the time. He gets so much praise, and like he's okay. He's kind of the higher end Robert Rodriguez.
Well, to me, I feel like his only really good movies are the Before Sunset movies, whatever.
Yeah.
For me, and I also liked Scanner Darkly.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that in forever, though.
But I'd have to say, though, that aside from stuff like that, and again, I think you're right, I have to see Scanner Darkly again, but I think that's it. I mean, nothing else he's done has really impressed me that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching this Matrix Revolutions on mute, and God, it's horrible. This movie sucks. It's just annoyingly terrible.
Well, I think one of my favorite... criticisms of the film is that there's a scene when they're dissecting what they're going to do in battle, how they're going to approach the oncoming fight, kind of the climax. And it's with like Lawrence Fishburne and that counselor or whatever, and they're all talking about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's no map. And then they point out that in something like Seven Samurai, there's a map. And it's like, you know, future tech versus drawing in the sand. They can't even have a map to make clear what's going to happen. It's like, yeah, there's just no foresight into what's supposed to happen in this movie. They just had no idea.
Well, I would not give any credit to the Wachowskis ever again after this movie, Cloud Atlas, Reloaded. I mean, they shot their wad with The Matrix.
Well, I will say, I think it was too long. But Speed Racer was ahead of its time.
I'd agree with that.
Like
I like Speed Racer.
Yeah, I think if you cut out 20, 30 minutes, you put it in 3D and you release it now, I mean, that could be a hit.
I don't think so. I think no one was going to see that movie no matter what time period. Maybe if it was 1973, maybe you could have had a chance.
I still like that movie, though. I don't care.
You haven't seen it since... Shit, I want to say... I saw the work print. I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it like 6-8 months before theaters.
Well, when you come down, I've got it on Blu-ray. You can watch it then.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We also have a treat. Netflix is having Jason 1 through 8 on Netflix Insta-Watch.
Is that on now, or is that coming on?
I think it's on now. It's December. It's one of the movies.
Hmm. Now, Richard, what do you think about Cumberbatch? Any more feelings about
that? He's fine. I don't understand, like, everyone's obsession with the guy. He's okay. I mean, he's a good actor, but all I see him as is Sherlock. He's a one-trick pony. Because even Khan was Sherlock.
No, I will say, I mean, the choice is about as safe as it could possibly be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing about that that says to me, interesting, or what will he do, or what, like, how will they approach his character? It's just like, you can already see the movie.
Yeah.
So it's fine, but, I mean, I think anyone else would have at least been unique enough that you'd kind of wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, Joaquin Phoenix would have been just, like, who knows what that would have been.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know until you saw the movie. And that's what it would have been kind of interesting. But here it's just like, yeah, all right, that's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing. Like, even at the time, I think Robert Downey Jr., we really didn't know what Iron Man would be. And
yeah.
And it got something very interesting. I think here it's just, I don't know. It'll be a paint-by-numbers movie, I'm sure, which is fine.
Were you talking about Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let me comment, or have you comment, on what Evangeline Lilly said about how she goed, or how she goed, how she said that Edgar Wright's version just was too out there to fit into the Marvel expanded universe or cinematic universe.
Right.
And I was just like, what a fucking dumb thing to say. Another dumbass actress flapping her dumbass gums. It's just like, do you understand that the Marvel movies are like committee made, and that the most successful ones are the ones that were made by the sort of outsiders that didn't want the Marvel committee to come in and tell them how to make a movie?
Yeah, I think that's true, because I think those, for me, would be like Joss Whedon's Avengers.
Yes.
You know,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians. And I think Cap 2, because those guys are very fresh to making movies. They've been on TV for a long time. So I think their approach is a little bit different. But whereas something like, I think, Thor and Thor 2, even
very
like,
safe.
You know, Cap 1 I liked, but it was still, you know, pretty safe movie. It was fine.
Yeah, it was very, very studio produced.
You know, movies like that, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Well, Iron Man 3, I enjoyed. I like Iron Man 3 quite a bit, actually.
No, I think so. I think for me, it's probably my favorite.
And that was another madly successful Marvel movie, too.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think it is probably my favorite kind of... I mean... It's not saddled with the origin story, which is nice, and it kind of gets to do its own thing. You're right. Yeah, that's probably
But you notice that Joss Whedon and Shane Black are not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe anymore.
Yeah,
they've all jumped ship.
Joss is on his way out.
Yeah.
I think the Russo brothers are staying, but it's like they don't have enough of a name to do a lot. So I think they kind of see the writing on the wall.
They're basically the guys that, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not like Edgar Wright. You'll do what we tell you to do, Russo brothers.
Yeah, for me, I think even though they did make a good movie, I think, right. I think that, yeah, they're just not a commodity. So even though I think they did have other offers, I'm sure those were so controlled and so, you know, producer... oriented, that they didn't really feel like they had enough say. So it's like, why take that risk? Why not just make more Marvel movies? And
well, you did, to put it pointedly, why aren't they asking James Gunn to do Avengers 2 and 3?
Well, I guess he does like doing the Guardians movies, which I'll allow that because it is sort of his own universe, and he can keep playing with that.
But it's going to bleed into the rest of the franchises.
No, true, true. I think also you're right, though, too, in that if he did do Avengers, it'd be more cookie-cutter, and he wouldn't get to do his own thing. So
yeah,
it's safer for everyone just to leave him where he's at, I think.
I think they're going to let Guardians be the niche sort of... that's going to be the niche movie. It's going to be the one where we can be wacky and weird in this one, but we need to be more cinematic and follow the rules with the other Marvel characters.
Yeah, and I have no hope, though, for like Black Panther.
No.
I mean, the character is so boring anyway. I just don't know what kind of movie it's going to be. Like, who cares?
Well, he's an angry black man that leads his own country. Exactly. He's the president of his own country.
I feel like unless they're going to remake The Gods Must Be Crazy with Black Panther, I just don't see any point. There's just no movie here.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
Yes, he's going to throw the coke over over the wall.
The protagonist of the film, or the antagonist, is a coke bottle.
Yes.
The whole movie. The coke bottle wants the unobtainium, or whatever the fuck. what is it that they make in that country?
Vibranium?
Vibranium, that's right. Yeah.
The coke bottle will be voiced by Andy Serkis. So.
The dark side or the light of the coke bottle. Diet Coke or Coke Zero, Black Panther.
Yeah, and I have no hope for the Captain Marvel movie either.
It's never going to happen. It'll never happen. And you know what's funny? I was looking at my Marvel cards from 1991.
Oh, yeah.
There are some wacky characters that I've never heard of, and I think it was just the byproduct of the 90s. And I think they, like, their origin issue was 1991, and their last issue was May of 1991.
Are they all like Rob Liefeld characters, or?
I have no idea. Just they're very shitty. Let's just put it plainly. It's pretty bad. But
Give some examples. Like, who did you find?
Oh God, there's a character called Megan. She's in like a green leotard. I don't know if she was a mutant or something.
Megan.
And then Megan.
That's it.
That's it. That was her name. Was Megan.
Huh.
And then there was Marvel or Captain Marvel. It was a chick with big old titties. And then you had Black Panther was in there. This was my favorite. U.S. Gent.
Really?
Who took over Captain America's job for a while. His name was U.S. Gent. And he's basically in a Captain America outfit, but it's like black and not blue. And he has like a stripes, like the red and white stripes on his chest, and that's about it.
Huh. So not even like U.S. agent cool. He's like
No, it was like U.S. gent.
Wow.
It's really cheesy. It was a different time then.
Yeah, not cool for me.
Well, and I mean, now you have your more adult fare, right?
Right, yeah.
No Silver Sables in that lot.
No, they still have Silver Mane was around recently, though.
Oh.
But just his head, because his body's all gone, so just his head.
Though they did have a lot of the... What was funny is I'm looking at these cards from 1991.
Uh-huh.
It's just so funny how far we've come. You know, Thor has two movies. Iron Man's got three movies. Captain America has two. It's just all these characters you thought would never see the light of a cinema have all got their movies and franchises going now. It's just weird.
Well, it's good, though, too, because otherwise they... I mean, who knows how long comic books would have lasted if there wasn't all this auxiliary material.
True.
Financing them.
Well, maybe that's a sign to let's focus on something else. let's get away from comic books for a while.
I wouldn't be disappointed. This is an age where things get discussed so early that by the time they come out, all the interest is just sucked out of the room.
Yeah, and we already know what it's about. We know who's in it. We know what happens. And even the trailer gives away the big moments.
Yeah, it's just not a good time, I think, for event cinema in particular.
No. Yeah, I would agree.
Because I think smaller movies, like some of this Oscar fare, you can get away without seeing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even seen a trailer for Selma, so I didn't even know Oprah got kicked in the head. But it's just, it's like, something like that is coming out in less than a month, and at least in L.A. And,
yeah.
You know, I haven't seen one thing for it aside from a poster. Whereas... Yeah. You know, these comic book movies, I've seen 20 trailers, and I've seen early reviews, and
yeah.
And you know, what the tag's gonna be. Like, all of this stuff has already come out, and
yeah, well, we need to get rid of the internet. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, Al Gore, he just has to go.
We need to kill him.
Go back in time and get rid of him.
We need to get rid of him.
Save the planet.
Send Arnold with his gray hair back in to 1994 and then blow up the White House.
Oh, did you hear about this Ready Player One movie, by the way?
It sounds familiar. What is it?
It's some movie about a kid who is like entered into kind of like a real-world video game type thing to like gain control of this company after the guy dies who owns it.
Wait a minute. This sounds like Tron Legacy.
It's similar, yeah, because like...
With Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thrown in.
Right, because it's like this bad group kind of going after the same treasure hunt to like become the successful owners or whatever, and then... Anyway, I guess there's a lot of 80s references in it, and they're trying to get Zemeckis to direct.
Huh.
And there's like a big action sequence featuring a DeLorean.
Sounds stupid.
It does, because they're also trying to get... Chris Nolan is in the mix, which shows you they have no idea about tone.
They're just
throwing names out there.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, and like Edgar Wright is in consideration. It's like, again, like tone is just, they have no clue yet what the tone's going to be.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's basically the kitchen sink movie.
Yeah, because it sounds like all these references will be in it, which is just a nostalgia play to get people to go see it.
You know what? Here's the thing with that. Have you been to a toy store lately?
Not a while.
Barnes and Noble?
No. Barnes and Noble.
Well, I don't know. The one over here, they had like the big cardboard box display of these awful, cheaply made action figures that are supposed to look like Kenner figures.
Hmm.
Have you seen those?
No.
Well, they've basically raped the 80s and early 90s. Because there's Back to the Future action figures, there's Hellraiser 3 action figures, there's Predator action figures, Alien action figures.
Oh, you know what? No, I think I have seen these. I think I think Michael is selling some at his comic book shop.
Yeah, no, they're everywhere.
I think and I have. Yeah, because the Hellraiser one sounds familiar.
This is nostalgia gone absolutely insane. Because these are cheap-ass figures that are awful-looking, and they're just like, they look like a Star Wars card. Like, that's what they're trying to do. So they're trying to get people, oh, yeah, the card is what does it. And these are like, it's annoying. It's really just hipster world gone at mainstream and insane.
Well, and they cost like $15, too.
Yeah, it was even worse. They're awful. It's like, why would I buy this shit? I don't want these. They're not worth anything. They never will be worth anything.
Yeah, the Hellraiser one I remember seeing in the store, that looked really awful.
Oh, I've seen them. They're terrible. Well, what cracks me up is fucking the Hellraiser toys are right next to like the Ben 10 action figures. So it's like, oh, mommy, can I have a Ninja Turtle? And also, oh, give me the Frank jizzes on the Frank resurrected by his own jizz figure. Because that's what happens in Hellraiser.
In the first one?
Well, technically not in the movie, but in the book, yes. Or the novella.
Oh, okay. Because I see the movie, I remember the skeleton kind of reforming into a man, but I don't recall. I don't recall how that happens.
Well, the reason being in the novella is that while they were torturing him, he got so excited that he jerked off and jizzed on the wood, and so he was able to leave his essence there and get resurrected.
Awful. Just awful.
Yep. That's Clive Barker for you.
Now, was there only one book or novella?
Well, he came back. He did the comic book series that's sort of the sequels.
Okay.
And they're not bad. They're pretty interesting. I liked what he did with them, but I'm a Clive Barker apologist. I like most of what he's done.
Did you see his other movie, the one that came out after that? The what was that?
Which
one?
About one?
It was one about this guy who goes to like some graveyard and there's like the demons living there.
Oh, well, like, that's Nightbreed.
Yeah.
Or Cabal. It's now it's the Cabal cut. It's like they found all these lost rolls of film or whatever, or they it's not even film, it's the VHS master tapes.
Wow.
And they've taken the scenes and brought them back into the original cut. I have zero interest in seeing it. I don't really care that much for that movie. It's neat because David Cronenberg's the villain and he wears a really cool creepy mask, but that's about it. It's too weird.
It sounded out there. I was reading a review a few weeks ago.
It's fucking out there. It's weird.
But I didn't even like Hellraiser, so what do I know?
No, yeah. If you didn't like Hellraiser, Hellraiser was way more mainstream than this one.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. So don't bother. I wouldn't. Yeah. If I were you, I'd stay away from anything Clive Barker does.
Well, I might see Sahara. How about that? Is that
good? The Matthew McConaughey movie?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Penelope Cruz is in this movie. That's great. I'm a Dirk Pitt novel.
Cause yeah, isn't that Clive Barker too, or
Clive Cussler?
Well, whatever, same thing.
Not even close. Clive Cussler, a straight man who buys cars. Clive Barker, a gay British man who had polyp surgery.
Gosh. Well, people start the word Clive. I don't know.
True, though. It's like one of those SAT questions. Clive Barker is to Clive Cussler as...
I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't know either.
You ready to go to the bar? Or?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's drink to the memory of Richard Schaefer. Fuck it.
Who cares?
I don't care. I was going to say something, but I don't know what I was saying. I'm drunk.
All right, well, good night.
Night.